Take a breath. And just remember to trust your own inner guidance above anything that you hear me say. That you don't have to accept anything I say, believe it. Some of it might be startling, some of it might be hard to believe. That we're not really here tonight to analyze or to judge. But if we use the ideas, we will realize that the ideas are true. So close your eyes just for a minute. I want to take you through a guided meditation. The purpose of this meditation is to go into the void. I want you to expand beyond all of your previous limits. In other words, I want you to become the unlimited being you are. So take another deep breath. Mentally relax your body. Start by imagining that you are traveling through a tunnel. At the end of the tunnel is the void. As you start through the tunnel, you go past each of the colors of the rainbow. I want you to feel each color as you are surrounded by the color. And notice the effects of color on your energy. These are beautiful, perfect colors. You travel through red. You travel through orange. You travel through yellow. You travel through green. You travel through blue. Indigo, violet, in that order. As you continue along the tunnel, you come to the end and you go into the void. You have just left the color of violet. All the colors are gone. You are passing through an area of no color. You are beginning to experience the nothingness of the void. And with nothing all around you, get a sense of your own energy. Get a sense of your own energy right now. What is your energy like at this very moment? What is your energy like? Let yourself and all of your energy systems fade, dissolve now into this nothingness. Silence is all around you. See how long and with how much of your awareness you can sense the nothingness. As you dissolve into the nothingness, imagine a wonderful thing happening. Imagine a wonderful thing happening. You are becoming an enormous, infinite energy. You are becoming an enormous, infinite energy. Your boundaries are falling away. Your energy is expanding at every level. Your energy is expanding into the void. All possibilities exist for you in this void. All possibilities exist for you in the void. Feel the richness of who you are. 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 This is the place where anything and everything is possible. This is the place where anything and everything is possible. You experience yourself as an infinite being. Experience yourself as an infinite being. Feel the richness of who you are. 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 You are in a place where anything and everything can happen right now. You experience yourself as an infinite being. Experience yourself as an infinite being. Experience yourself as an infinite being. Now bring this expansive reality of the void back with you into this present reality. Bring this energy of expansion and infinite being back into this present reality. Imagine, come on, imagine. Imagine you are coming back into your current reality as a new person. Imagine that you are coming back into this present reality as a new person. You might symbolize this, for those of us who need pictures, you might symbolize this new person coming back into your present reality by seeing yourself as a beautiful butterfly. See yourself as a beautiful butterfly. See yourself as a beautiful butterfly. Emerging. From your cocoon. See that picture? Imagine yourself as a butterfly emerging from the cocoon of the past. Imagine that you are a butterfly emerging from the cocoon, spreading your wings. Spread your wings. Spread your wings. Spread your wings. See yourself as a flower unfolding its petals. You are charged with new possibilities. You are charged with new possibilities. You are charged with new possibilities. Say that to yourself silently. I am charged with new possibilities. I am charged with new possibilities. I am charged with new possibilities. I am charged with higher energy. You are charged with higher energy. You are charged with higher energy. You are charged with higher energy, and you have an expanded awareness of who you are. You have an expanded awareness of who you are. You experience yourself as an infinite being. Experience yourself as an infinite being. Experience yourself as an infinite being. And remind yourself that you are sustained by the love of God. Because you want this new possibility to really be expanded. So you want to remind yourself, I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by infinite reality. Take a minute. There's an affirmation that I'm going to say. Not knowing can be the doorway to true knowing. Not knowing can be to true knowing. Not knowing can be the doorway to true knowing. Not knowing can be the doorway to true knowing. I am sustained by the love of God.
We have to get out the world for a minute.
Yeah.
We got to drop those roles at the door. Drop those bodies at the door.
Okay, we're back in our reminder session, which means that the purpose of our gathering is for us to remember who we truly are again before we go back out on the stage. This is the break. This is the time in the play where you get off the stage for a minute and kind of review your parts and get in touch with why you came here, decide audition for that role to begin with. And so I'm going to be doing page 38 in the teacher's manual, and the name of it is Each One to Be Judged in the End. I'm going to read it first, and then I'm going to go back through it again. Because it's like pounding a nail. You need to hear it more than once to hear it. So, are you going to be judged in the end? Indeed, yes. No one can escape God's final judgment. Who can flee forever from the truth? But the final judgment will not come until the final judgment is no longer associated with fear. One day, each one will welcome the final judgment, and on that very day, the final judgment will be given him. What you're going to hear is your sinlessness proclaimed around and around the world, setting the world free as God's judgment on you is received. This is the judgment in which your salvation, which is your right-mindedness, lies. This is the judgment that will set you free. This is the judgment in which all things are freed with you. I'm reading it like that. Time pauses like a VCR or a CD player. Time pauses as eternity comes near. And silence lies across the world that everyone may hear this judgment on you, the child of God. The judgment is, holy are you, eternal, free, and whole, at peace forever in the heart of God. Now, where is the world? And where is sorrow now? Now, is this your judgment on yourself, teacher of God? Is this your judgment on yourself? Do you believe that this is completely true, that you're eternal, free, holy, peace, forever, and holy? No. No. Not yet. As a matter of fact, they said that in Russian, not yet. But this is still your goal while you are here, to finally believe that you are holy, eternal, free, whole, and at peace forever in the heart of God. It's your function to prepare yourself to hear this judgment, to recognize that it's true. Yeah. One instant of complete belief that you are holy, which the Course describes as innocent. Just one instant of complete belief that you are innocent, eternal, free, whole, at peace within the heart of love forever. Just believe that one instant and you will go beyond belief to certainty. One instant out of time can bring times in. Judge not for you, but judge yourself. And when you judge yourself, you delay this final loving judgment. What is your judgment of the world, teacher of love? Just a teacher of God. In other words, have you yet learned to stand aside and hear the voice of judgment, the voice of peace, the voice of truth within yourself? Or do you still attempt to take God's role from God? Learn to be quiet, for you're going to hear the voice of your Creator in stillness. And your Creator's judgment comes to you whenever you stand aside in quiet listening and wait for it. I know you're sometimes sad. Sometimes you're angry. You sometimes feel your just due isn't given you. You feel sometimes like your best efforts meet with lack of appreciation and even contempt. Give up these foolish thoughts. Give them up, damn it. That's right there in the amplified version. So give up these foolish thoughts, thinking that you are not receiving what you deserve and that your best efforts are met with lack of appreciation and even contempt. These thoughts are too small and meaningless to occupy your innocent, holy mind an instant longer. God's judgment waits for you to set you free. What can the world hold out to you regardless of your judgments on the world's gifts that you would rather have than your freedom?
Right.
You will be judged, but you're going to be judged in fairness and you're going to be judged in honesty. There is no deceit in God. There's no deceit in your Creator. Your Creator's promises are true. Only remember that your Creator's promises have guaranteed your Creator's judgment, and your Creator's judgment alone will be accepted in the end. It's your function to make that end be soon. It is your function to hold it to your heart and offer it to the world, all the world, to keep that judgment safe. Give it to the world to keep it safe. Okay, that's a slightly different definition of the last judgment from what I grew up with. The last judgment, I was taught the last judgment was going to say, boy, you toast. Right. Yeah, the last judgment, it's like a fearful thought, the last judgment. The court said, yeah, the last judgment about you is going to be that you are eternal, free, whole, and peaceful. That's the last thing we're going to think about you, and that's the last thing you're going to think about yourself. And since that's the way you're going to be, you won't have to judge it, because judging is an evaluation. There's no need to evaluate if you know what it is. When you're judging, it's just because you haven't made up your mind about what you are. So I'm going to go back through the paragraph, and let's see if we can get the juice out of it. And kind of related to what you may think you're going through in your life right now. Because it says right now, okay, do you want to hear loving thoughts? What the Course would call the final judgment. So do you want to hear loving thoughts? Well, it says, well, guess what? You're not going to really hear it until you no longer associate it with not causing you any fear. First, I have to stop being afraid of love
have to stop being afraid of the judgment. And then he says, so once I'm afraid of the judgment, not afraid of the judgment, he says, I'm going to welcome this judgment. And on the very day that you welcome it, that's when you're going to receive it. The Course is only talking about love and fear. I'm going to interchange the terms in the book using Course in Miracles definitions to make it more meaningful. Because don't let the religious terminology fool you. It's just talking about love or fear. When it says God, it's talking about the love that created us, the love that extended us. So I'm going to use love and fear a lot to make this much more easy to understand. He says, I don't care how hard you try, you can't run away from the judgment that you are cool and beautiful and wonderful and innocent forever. I don't care how hard you try, when you stop being afraid of the love, then you get the judgment of love and you start hearing love's judgment on you. And as soon as you welcome it, that's when you receive it. It didn't say when you earn it, that's when you receive it. Or when you analyze it, that's when you receive it. It says when you welcome it, that will be when you receive the last judgment, okay? So if there's love missing in my life, the love will come to me as soon as I welcome it. And then the Course says, in case you don't know what the judgment is, I need to tell you when you're in front of somebody that's about to give you a false witness or a false judgment about yourself. Now, if you're not hearing this about yourself, then you're listening to the lie and you're listening to the false judgment. If you're really listening to the last judgment, you're going to hear your sinlessness proclaimed around and around the world. All you're going to be hearing is, you're so innocent, you're so innocent, you're so sinless, you're so innocent, you're so sinless, you're so innocent, you're so innocent, you're so innocent, you're so innocent, you're so innocent. You may make mistakes. Mistakes are for correction, but you are so innocent. What you are is so innocent. What you are is so innocent. Okay, so I'm looking for that. Then it says, and it will set you free as you receive it. So the more you welcome that idea, the freer you're going to become. The more you welcome the idea that you're innocent, the more your problems are going to fade away. The more you accept the idea you're innocent, the more your fears are going to fade away. The more you accept the idea you're innocent, the more your sickness is going to fade away. The more you accept that you're innocent, the more your abundance is going to come and your lack is going to fade away. Whatever that problem you have in your relationship, the more you accept you're innocent, the more that problem is going to fade away. Because the Course says right there in the book that as you receive the judgment, then it sets you free. So every time I use the judgment, it sets me free. So he says salvation, which the Course calls right-mindedness. Do you know what your salvation really is? It's thinking right.
Yeah.
I love that. So you want to know what salvation really is? It's thinking right. Okay. And so the Course says, all right, this is a judgment in which thinking right lies. In other words, I'm not thinking right until I'm thinking that I'm innocent. I'm not thinking right until I'm thinking that I deserve love. I'm not thinking right until I welcome love. I'm not thinking right until I really want peace. I'm not thinking right unless I realize I have an eternal nature. I'm not thinking right. And then, of course, then says, right there, you follow along with me. So this is the judgment in which all things are freed with you. So as soon as I free y'all, guess what? I'm going to free you because I know that's how I stay free.
Yeah.
So as soon as I become free, then I free everybody. And freeing people is 10 times easier than imprisoning them. So I like the freedom train more than I like the control train, because the freedom train gives me total power. Because when I have the freedom train and I have the freedom desire, you know what that means? It just means I let you be, 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 I let you be. I don't try to control you, I let you be, I let you be. Now, that's a lot easier than trying to get tucked along with $1,000. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as soon as I get a script for you, as soon as I got something I want you to do for me, that then I'm getting out of my power and I'm losing my power, because my power comes in recognizing I'm innocent. Because if I recognize I was innocent, which means I don't deserve to suffer, which means I deserve the best that life has to offer because I'm so innocent and loving, then it would just be attracted to me and magnetized to me, and everything I want would come into my life naturally. As long as I love myself, I got to try to get it, manipulate it, project it, blame it, make it happen, and it corral it.
Where you at?
That's why we're about to fall out the chair today. Because we just got through the whole day of trying to control everything. And so we're like... unlimited richness of being. We're full of crap, boy. Get Anybody hear that voice?
Mm-hmm.
Not even being able to relate to what I was saying about the richness of your being. You're so deep into the wrong judgment on yourself that you can't even hear the right judgment on you. For some people, it doesn't even have any feeling. It doesn't have any meaning. They're so deep into the illusion that they don't even think love exists anymore. Because all they see is their own fear. And then their own fear speaks back to them. Through people who are coming to deliver to you your thoughts. And since we're in a physical world, your thoughts have to come to you in a vehicle. And the vehicle that your thoughts come to you through are the bodies that you attract. So everybody in your circle are sharing your thoughts with you. And they're the thoughts you are not owning. So since you won't own it, they have to say it back to you because it's your thoughts. And then you get a chance to think you don't have the thought because it looks like it's in somebody else. But why are they around you? Why are they your friends? Why are they the people that's surrounding you? It's for you to think you're different from the people that you most are invested in is the biggest delusion you can possibly give yourself. Who you are attracted to is what you want and what you are. So you all, I know what I'm really like by the environment I've created for myself, and most especially the relationships. If you want to know what you feel about yourself, all you have to do is take a good close look at your relationships and ask yourself, are my relationships saying back to me, you're innocent, eternal, free, and whole, at peace forever in the heart of God? Where's your world? Why are you sad? You're eternal and you're free and you're peaceful in the heart of God. He said, first I have to learn what the last judgment is before I can start to dismiss the other judgments that are not true. So the Course says time pauses as eternity comes near. You know what that means? It's only in time that your feelings and thoughts can come and go about what you think about yourself. It's in time that you can like yourself one morning and don't like yourself the next morning and feel good one hour and don't feel good the next hour. That happens in time, where there's beginnings and endings in judgment. Time, the purpose of time is to use time to take you beyond time. The purpose of time is to use time to take you beyond time. The purpose of time is to use time to take you beyond time. The purpose of time is to use time to take you beyond fear. The purpose of time is to use time to take you beyond fear. The purpose of time is to use time to take you beyond fear. The purpose of time is to use time to take you beyond fear. And every time you remind yourself that you're innocent, holy, and free, you're talking about something you'll always be. So therefore, you then are out of time and you are in eternity, and time has paused. Because in this moment, you're hearing the truth about yourself that will be the truth forever.
So cool. All right. That's so cool. Yeah.
When you hear the Course, it's so loving that it takes everything you can to let yourself hear it. It's so loving because it's just a part of me that believes that punishment is correction and sacrifice is love. So I'm always looking for what I've got to sacrifice in order to have what I want. What do I have to give up in order to have the peace that I want? And he says, I tell you what you need to give up. You need to give up any idea that you're anything other than eternal, free, love, innocent, and peaceful in your real self. So the Course says, is that your judgment on yourself? And the Course says, do you really believe what this boy is saying is totally true? No, not yet. Not yet. But to believe what we're hearing, he says, that's the goal. He says, well, that's why you are here. You're supposed to be preparing yourself to hear this cool stuff about yourself and believe it about yourself. You're supposed to be preparing yourself to believe that it's true.
Oh, wow.
He says, that's it. That's one instant out of time that brings the end of time. I love that. He says, stop judging. Because every time you judge yourself. And every time you judge yourself, you delay the acceptance of the last judgment, which is that you have a richness of being, an expansive spirit, an unlimited being, and that you're totally innocent, totally sinless, and you're totally spirit. And you're unlimited, and you're safe. That's the judgment that we are delaying when we're going, oh, I'm not enough. People don't treat me right. I don't get what I deserve. Oh, I'm not enough. People don't treat me right. If I'm going to change, I'd be happy. If somebody else did it different, I'd be happy. If I just got that thing, I'd be happy. If I just got that relationship, I'd be happy. If I just lost them 10 pounds, I'd be happy. That's what's delaying, the Course says, the last judgment. Because when I'm busy telling myself what men ought to do for men to be happy, what women ought to do, and what, you know, so when I'm looking at things through that limited lens of consciousness, I'm delaying here. And you know what, Earl? You're innocent, eternal, free, and whole. Baby, you're in the heart of love, and you're going to be in the heart of love forever. And love is going to come to you as soon as you welcome it. All you got to do is welcome it. What does that mean? That means that be willing to prepare yourself to hear it first. I want you to love me, but I can't even hear it. Wow. So what's my purpose in being in this room? The purpose of being in this room is for me to remind you of the last judgment of how you deserve love, and for you to remind me, and for us to tell each other as much cool stuff as can possibly come out of our lips for an hour.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. One day we're going to walk in and we're going to know what our function for being here is, which is to practice these ideas on each other, because most of us don't know each other, so we don't have no grievances. This is the easiest bunch of people you'll ever practice forgiveness on. I'm telling you. And then again, those of you who have foreign relationships, you're probably having to practice forgiveness.
Yep.
So you're getting the lesson either way it go. I'm just doing the book. Y'all following along with me? Okay. Then the court says, well, I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you how to get past all that riffraff you tell yourself about yourself that's not true. I'm going to tell you how to get past the negative judgments on yourself. This is the way you do it. This is the way you do it. Stand aside. So what does that mean? That means you need to stand aside. Well, what does that mean? It means when I'm afraid, when I'm telling myself something that's not true, I'm not in denial about what I feel, but I'm going to listen to what my real voice is telling me, because the book has just told me what my real voice would tell me. My real voice would tell me I'm innocent, eternal, free, and at peace, and I'm in the heart of God. So I need to step aside from this stuff I'm telling myself and let myself hear the voice of judgment in myself. Or do I attempt to take God's role from God, and I judge what the situation is, and I judge how to deal with it, and I keep trying to do something I've been doing all my life that never has worked because I got everything all figured out. In other words, are you listening to your judgment in yourself, or are you listening to your real self judgment of you? So good questions right there. It says, do you still attempt to take God's role from God? It says, learn to be quiet. That's spiritual way of saying, shut the hell up. Very gentle. I like that. It says, learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. But you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what happened. You don't know what's going to be. It's not going to work. I got my mother to do it. You don't know what I'm talking about. She's the young God. What are you talking about? I'm not going to tell you. Learn to be quiet. He says, because your real voice will be heard in stillness. I won't really hear what my real self is saying to me until I learn to be quiet. What does that mean? Step aside. It just means stop using my old learnings and judgments on myself. Then the Course says, now, that new judgment of really about how loved you are, that's going to come to you as soon as you stand aside in quiet listening, and what you do is you wait for the voice for love. I know I'm mad, I know I'm upset about this situation right here, and I've had enough of that, but let me wait a minute before we talk about this. Let me wait just a second. Because I'm listening to my own judgments over this, projecting and blaming and wanting to hold you responsible for what I'm going through right now. So just give me a minute. Let me breathe. And let me listen for the voice that says, you're innocent, I'm innocent. This is an opportunity for growth and forgiveness and oneness and healing. Let me hear the voice that tells me that I'm only seeing the past, that this is another opportunity for a miracle, that I don't want these grievances to replace my miracles. Let me listen to the voice that tells me that only God's plan for my happiness will wait. Let me listen to the voice that tells me I'm only seeing the past in this, and I'm never upset for the reason I think. And I really do want God, I really do want to believe I am entitled to miracles. Let me go. Let me listen for some of them words to start coming up, because I'm hearing other words like, you low down dog, you're no good, you don't do me right, you know, the situation is horrible, I've been through it a million years, I'm a sad person and nothing ever really goes right for, broken into by some peers that seem to have a little happiness in a little special relationship I can manage to have for a little while before it explodes into muck like they usually do. So let me listen to that voice. This is the same voice telling me to go back and do it one more time in a situation that I know never works. Let me not listen to that voice. I'm listening to the voice that I'm trying to stand aside and listen to the voice that tells me what you're doing and what I'm doing right now is a call for love. Let me sit back until there's something from the last judgment that's coming to my mind to say to you. You were sometimes sad, yeah. And you were sometimes angry, hell yeah. Do you sometimes feel like what you deserve isn't being given to you? You know that's right. I do, Lord, I do. I just don't recognize this black lustre for what it is. Yes, God. Earl, do you feel like your best efforts are often met with contempt? Yeah, I do the best I can, and it feels like, it seems like the skills don't go right. People don't really appreciate me and see me right. You're right, God. You're right. Earl, give up these foolish thoughts. What? I wasn't expecting that. I expected you to say I was right, they was wrong. No, give up these foolish thoughts. You mean my sadness and depression and anger and sense of not being appreciated and contempt and thinking I'm not getting what I deserve? That's your definition of a foolish thought, God? Yeah, that's my definition of a foolish thought. That you're not getting what you deserve is a foolish thought. You are getting exactly what you deserve. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. What are you getting? I'm giving you exactly what you deserve, which is the awareness that you have a richness of being, which is the awareness that you have an expansive, unlimited being that's at your disposal at all times. What is it that you deserve? You deserve to know that from in this moment, anything and everything is possible for you if you choose your reality of love from this moment. What do you deserve? To know that you're holy, eternal, and free, and whole, and in the heart of love forever, and that's all you deserve. You mean my upset, my anger, and feeling like I'm not enough? He says, yeah, these are thoughts that are too small and too meaningless to occupy your beautiful mind. Your mind is just too beautiful to be... Your mind needs to be fumigated. The stuff that you have in your mind stinks. That stuff is too small and meaningless to occupy your mind. He said, she said, they did, what happened in the past? That's a small, meaningless, foolish thought. That's all mine.
Wow. Go away.
Time for a commercial break.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Hang on, baby.
Hang on.
Yeah.
who are sometimes sad, then angry, and you feel like your just desserts I'm giving you. Give up those foolish songs. There's a new judgment that's waiting for you to set you free. What is it that the world is holding out to you, regardless of your judgment on this gift, that you would rather have? What you rather have? You're going to be judged. But you're going to be judged in fairness. You're going to be judged in honesty. There's no deceit in God. There's no deceit in love. Your Creator's promises are true. They're true. We weren't just dropped off here. Aliens aren't dropping people off. They're not taking people. They're dropping them off. Nobody's being abducted. They're dropping them off. No self-respecting higher intelligence is going to take an earth. We're melting the ice caps on our own planet and destroying our own physical illusionary bodies. No intelligent higher consciousness beings do that. That's why we don't see evidence of life on other planets. They got as far away from us as they can. They don't want us to know nothing about their existence until we learn how to love. We don't need to be going nowhere. Yeah. Until we learn how to love, we don't need no kind of power. Mm-hmm. Until you learn how to love, you don't need a relationship unless that's what the purpose of it is. Mm-hmm. If I don't know how to love, I don't need no money. I don't need no prosperity and abundance if I have ignorance and fear. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with it other than make myself worse off than I am already? It's like giving a little child a loaded gun. We are preparing ourselves to hear that we deserve it. We're preparing ourselves to hear that we're eternal and we're whole and we're free. And then we got to go beyond these petty thoughts that we think all the time that has nothing to do with who or what we really are. I love this. It says, only remember that God's promises have guaranteed God's judgment. If the infinite creator of the universe is deemed that you're innocent and you deserve happiness and you deserve peace and you deserve revolution, then that's the only judgment that should be accepted in the end. It's your function to make that end be right now. It's your function to hold that judgment about yourself in your heart. I'm going to have an all-out affair with myself. I'm going to tell Earl everything I didn't want somebody else to tell him. And I'm going to treat Earl the way I've always wanted somebody else to treat Earl. I'm going to give it to me. And I'm guaranteed to get lucky. I ain't never turned myself down. I turned myself off. Because this is myself. Yes. This is myself. Yes. This is myself. I'm yourself. And you're holy, beautiful, innocent. You last forever. You're free. You are free. You are free. You're free. You're whole. And you have some peace inside of you beneath that fear. And you have some peace inside of you beneath that anger. And you have peace inside of you beneath that insecurity. You have peace inside of you.
It's covered up by your last judgment on you. It's your function to make that be now. It's your function to hold it in your heart. It's your function to give it to everybody else so that you can keep it. Thanks for listening to this much with me tonight. Can we acknowledge us? We'd also like to thank the spirit of James Brown. I just wish he would have gave me a little warning. James Brown damn near killed me. But I mean, of course he was killed by the ghost of James Brown. It happened right before our eyes. We saw it.
A lot of worse ways to go.
That's right. Yeah, break out in a cold sweat. It's a reality where I could walk into a place and just eat. I was thinking about right there on Colfax, how many people were passing by. So I said, why didn't people come in? He said, well, you know, maybe 15 people. And I'm thinking, I can't hardly go out of Walgreens without somebody asking me for some money. There's people all around. But their consciousness, makes them miss the place that's sitting right there in front of them because they have so much a perception of lack that they don't even see the abundance that's right there in front of them. And that's exactly what all of us do. Every one of us are doing the exact same thing. We're so used to looking at things the way we look at it that something else beautiful could be right in front of our faces, but we're too busy looking at our lack that we don't even see the same cafe. But I was attracted to it because I'm learning to see abundance in my life and to give love in my life. So I've really decided to really practice giving and receiving love. Regardless of what anybody else around me does, I'm going to do it.
Raj, does it say on there what the same stands for?
It's the same stands for, so all may eat.
Oh, wow.
So all may eat cafe. So that blew me away. You know, that's the same reason I do the course the way I do it. Come into the course class, give what you want to give. Same philosophy. So all may eat. And then you just trust that those who will give, will give. At some point, you have to step out on faith. So at some point, you got to follow your heart. At some point, you got to pull that net from out from under you. At some point, you got to go for what you really want and what you really desire. But you won't be alone. You won't be doing any of it alone. You got more invisible support than you can imagine. But you got to see yourself. You got to see yourself as that butterfly emerging from that cocoon, spreading your wings for the first time. You got to realize you are a good person. You have been doing good, and you do deserve it. And you deserve it whether you were doing good or not. It's not something that you earn. You deserve it because of who you are. Because you're a child of love, child of the universe. You never earn it. Because it's not something you can buy. Stop focusing in on people and situations that don't recognize you. Because you're missing the people that do. They're standing right there next to the ones who don't. Because you're so busy trying to get it from the way it's not that you don't even see it's all behind your back supporting you. You got so much love. There's so much appreciation in your life. Give yourself a break. Have mercy on yourself. Have mercy on yourself. Please. Have mercy on yourself. You're like a prisoner who's been pardoned, who's sitting in an empty jail cell, in an empty prison, with binds going all over it, waiting for someone to come and set you free. So so glad I got you. Glad to be
gotten.
Who's going to come through me when I'm up here? I'm just not trying to censor myself anymore. So I just was going to let you know.
Yeah,
that's right. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. So I'm in this with a prayer. And I'm going to say it as many times as I can say it.
Let miracles replace
all grievances. That miracle replace all grievances. That miracle replace all grievances. That miracle replace all grievances. That miracle replace all grievances. That miracle replace all grievances. That miracle replace all grievances. That miracle replace all grievances. I love you. See you next time, God. Thank you for letting me be myself. Again. Pass the basket. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm more spiritual than I thought. Not as if this is a spiritual too, you know. It's totally spiritual. Let yourself receive. Thank you for doing that, for reminding me. So I thank you, and my landlord thanks you. Hey, y'all. Don't you think it's best to have each other? Nice little talk while that's going around. I deserve to be paid for having fun. 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 From my mind to yours. The hardest part of the class is connecting and actually looking at each other. And I'd like you to know you're looking at the most luscious, juicy beings in the universe. And I'll see you next time. I love you. Bye-bye. Can we acknowledge us? Awesome. Awesome.